you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. There is a movement afoot, which I oppose, for Biden to pardon Julian Assange. Julian Assange, movement afoot to just drop the extradition of him from Britain. Here's the background. Julian Assange in 2010 published documents stolen by Chelsea Manning, military and diplomatic documents, which severely hurt the United States in our military and diplomatic missions. I mean, it went from profound on military matters to seemingly trivial. You know, somebody in the administration said something negative about Angela Merkel and of Germany and this kind of thing. And these were stolen. Chelsea Manning, in her prior iteration before her gender change or reveal, Chelsea Manning was an army soldier that was responsible for safeguarding these things. Ultimately, Barack Obama pardoned Chelsea Manning. I thought that was wrong. Should not have done it. She committed treason. In 2016, Julian Assange was the one who published the emails that Russia stole by hacking that affected the 2016 election. He then was holed up in Britain. We put in an extradition request. We have a treaty with Great Britain. We extradite people there. They extradite them here. And a judge ruled against extraditing him, a lower judge. And one of the judge's reasons is that Julian Assange might hurt himself because he would not like to be extradited. I mean, you can't have that as an example, or no one will ever get extradited, no matter what the crime they commit. The U.S. government has appealed that to a higher British court. And now the push is, well, why don't we just drop the extradition and either pardon him or... And Julian Assange is an Australian guy. He's not an American. I oppose that. I think this, if somebody from another country receives stolen materials or materials by hacking and publishes them and it injures the United States and our military or diplomatic missions and strikes at the core of our democracy, the presidential election in 2016, you don't drop the extradition. You bring him here for trial. He'll have, I can't afford a lawyer. He'll get a court appointed lawyer. He has to be proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt by a jury of his peers. And if he is, he should go to prison. Flat out, that's it. Now, the good thing is, I don't see any prospect. There's no indication that Biden, for some reason, is going to drop the extradition request. There's no indication that he would certainly pardon him. But the fact that this is being pushed by groups, I think is wrong. And I think that people should say, look, this guy's a criminal. He received stolen goods, hacked goods, and he published them to our injury. And he should pay the price for that. Switching from Chelsea Manning to Marjorie Taylor Greene, which is a big switch. Marjorie Taylor Greene was feeling put out that somehow she's not in the news every day, which is hard to see how she would now with the conviction phase of the impeachment of Donald Trump. So she tried to make a little news. And she announced that in her opinion, Trump was the victim of the insurrection. Trump was the victim of the insurrection. Now, her thinking, as usual, is convoluted. And here's what she said. She said, well, if it hadn't been for the insurrection, Trump would have succeeded in overturning the certification of the election because he won by a landslide and he'd still be president. But because of the insurrection, that took everybody's mind off it, and that cost him the reversal of the certification. Now, that's flat out nuts. I mean, she's flat out nuts. First of all, he caused the insurrection. He's the one that called out to all his supporters and said, come to Washington on January 6th. Why January 6th? Why not January 5th or January 7th? He did it to coincide with a ceremonial meeting of Congress where the president, Vice President Pence, ceremoniously says, well, here's what the 50 states tell us. Biden has 306 electoral votes. And the Senate and the House go, okay, we accept it. What are they going to do? Not accept it? They can't not accept it. This is ceremonial. But he had this mob show up anyway. And you saw the start of the conviction phase yesterday in the 56-44 vote to continue with the trial. And he did it to juxtapose it with the meeting of Congress. He did it, you know, walk up Pennsylvania Avenue, he said, to the Capitol. He did it right near the Capitol. He had a permit for an area to do it that was restricted to that area. He had no rally permit for the Capitol. You have to get one. He didn't get that. He just sandbagged everybody, said, march up there. That was he who did it. That wasn't somebody else out to victimize him. When they went up there and they started to, they murdered a police officer, stabbed another one, gouged another one's eye, tore three fingers. One police officer is missing three fingers. Crushed another one's head. Beat two of them over the head with lead pipes so that they're brain damaged. When all of that was happening, he was in the White House watching it with his family, and they're having a party. They were cheering. One of them, this Guilfoyle who dates Don Jr., was dancing. Dancing as police officers were under attack, and Trump would not respond to requests to activate the National Guard. Finally, Mike Pence gets the National Guard in there, largely because there was something that he heard that he didn't like. What didn't he like? He didn't like shouts of hang Mike Pence. I wouldn't like that either if I were Mike Pence. So he activates the National Guard. And based on all of this, Marjorie Taylor Greene goes, Trump was the victim. Trump was the victim, even though he's the one that summoned the crowd, the mob, even though he's the one who ginned them up, said that they were never going to get their government back through weakness. It's time to show strength. Go up the cat to the Capitol. He'd be with him. Pence is a coward. Pence better do the right thing. Oh, well, if he doesn't do the right thing, hint, hint. And then the shouts of hang Mike Pence. And where's Pelosi? They were roaming around knocking on doors. Where's Pelosi? They'd seen AOC in the hallway. They would have ripped her limb from limb. That was a homicidal attack. And Marjorie Taylor Greene is now saying that Trump was the victim of it, even though he instigated it, so that she can worm her way and get a little publicity in the conviction phase of the impeachment trial. You know, this is a sick party. This is a very sick party. Pizza Box Mike made the point in a call in earlier, one of my co-hosts. It's a great show on Saturdays at noon outside the Pizza Box. But the fact is that Pizza Box Mike told the truth. Coming to the end of the show, be back same time, same place tomorrow. You have a lot of great programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate, Earl Ingram, Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, Jeff Sandoz, Busted Pencils. And on Saturday, Ask the Builder, Al Bachman, Sharp Elbows. Let's Get Local, outside the Pizza Box, Max Inc. Radio. Stay on this channel throughout the day for coverage of the impeachment. Matt Flynn, direct signing off, back tomorrow. Same time, same place. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am.